SUNY schools across central New York are working to get the final pieces in place to begin attracting businesses as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Startup New York plan. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Startup New York offers businesses a chance to operate tax-free for 10 years if they set up shop within a mile of a college campus and create jobs that support the academic mission of the school they're affiliated with. So far, according to the Startup New York website, there are more than a dozen colleges and universities aligned with the economic development program. In Onondaga County, OCC is the only campus on the list, offering 72 acres of vacant land for business ranging from agribusiness and food processing to advanced manufacturing and tourism. SUNY ESF is still working on its proposal, so is SUNY Upstate. Dean of College Medicine at Upstate, David Duggan, says even though they're still getting all the paperwork in order, they're talking to potential businesses.
We've had interest expressed by several companies already, and we're just kind of queuing them up, waiting for our plan to be approved, and then we'll move ahead with them.
Duggan says if a business is a small startup, it could be moved into a facility to begin work before the end of this year. Other regional colleges that have been approved for Startup New York already include Cornell, Binghamton University, SUNY Oswego, and SUNY Potsdam. The program, announced by Governor Cuomo last year as an economic development initiative, does have its detractors who say it's not fair that only certain businesses get in these tax-free zones. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.